A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm so old. I'm not. I'm 24, but like mentally, I'm 65 at least.
I get it.
Okay, so are you ready to jump in? Cool.
Yeah, I'm good. Let's go.
Cool. Okay. Welcome back to 17 Questions, the podcast where we ask 17 weird and wonderful questions to a guest weird and wonderful enough to join us. This week on the podcast, we have...
Hi, my name is Ariel Lindsay. I am a social media influencer. I don't really like that title though, so I like to call myself a content creator, an artist, I'm a dancer, a model. I do all the things, and I'm known for painting custom sneakers.
That's cool. Being creepy and sneaking around, I saw that you did that. Which is
okay. I was just like, where is this going?
Yeah. That's, I think, so far, that's the first introduction that we've had as somebody introducing themselves as an artist, which I thought was quite cool.
Yeah, I feel like the term influencer, there's just a lot of like, I don't know, it's just some people put a bad rep to like on the word. So I don't like to say like, hi, I'm an influencer, but I do social media for a living, but also it's not like just that, like it's deeper than that. So I would say like, yeah, I'm an artist. Like I make things. I just basically, my like job is creating things, whether it's like dancing or painting or content. So
modern day Renaissance woman. She does all the things.
All the things. Yeah, that's true. Okay. And on TikTok, I'm known for throwing it back, as interesting and odd as that sounds, but it's what I'm known for. Like, it's really funny.
For your first question, would you like it to be weird or wonderful?
Weird.
Let's see. I'm curious just because it's like such a distinct name. So for the first question, it is, how do you feel your life has been shaped by your name, if at all?
Okay. I have, maybe there's like a couple angles. So I grew up hating my name and tried to change it 3 times, starting at like the age of 5. And I remember I was in first grade. And for some reason, I really liked, I was obsessed with the name Sarah. I don't know that face. Like now I'm like, what? Like,
right.
So no shade to any Sarahs out there. But I mean, like if I were to choose a name now, it just wouldn't be that. So I tried to change it. It didn't stick. I tried to change it to Lyra, which is Ariel backwards. That was like 5 years later. It also didn't stick because I am known by my name. So I wouldn't respond to anybody that would even try and honor my request because I'm used to my name. So they would just get frustrated and they were like, well, I'm going to call you Ariel. So I kind of just like never thought anything of it because I didn't like the sound of it. So I just kind of always protested it. There was never any other attachment outside of that. And I guess every time I meet somebody, it's usually like, oh, like the Little Mermaid. That's like the number one thing everybody says. And the only like correlation to that shaping my life is that I'm obsessed with the beach and the ocean. And that's like my happy place, my favorite place in the world. If I could live in a bungalow, like just on a tropical island, that's where I would be. So that's about it though.
Yeah. The beach connection was like that. Oh, and the red hair too. I was like, there was a part of me that was like, is this her real name? Or is this kind of like her, like,
oh, that's what? So funny. Like I didn't even think about that when I colored my hair pink. And then I had people being like, oh, Ariel, that makes sense. And I was like, no, what? Oh, okay. I guess so. And I was like, interesting. I was like, wow, I'm embracing this persona that I've like never, it's not my favorite Disney movie. My favorite Disney movie is Lion King. You can see my little tattoo. This is Simba. So like, I never liked The Little Mermaid. ever.
I see. Yeah, there was a part of me that loosely thought you were just like trying to permanently be in cosplay or something.
That's so funny. No.
Okay, well, that wraps that up, I guess. That everything solved. It's a real name. That's cool. It's a cool name. Okay.
That's a good question.
Thank you. I wrote it myself.
Wow.
Would you like a weird or wonderful?
I mean, I guess like a wonderful, but I feel like I'm going to like the weird questions more because I'm weird.
I see. Well, let's find out.
Okay.
In your group of friends, what role do you play?
Okay, so I kind of had three things come to mind, three different, I guess I just always have three answers for all your questions. There's three answers to every question. I feel like I'm very like spontaneous last minute where I'm like, guys, we should do this. And it's kind of like, we should plan this. So I'm like, but let's just do it. So I am that person a lot of the time. But when it comes to more like serious things and more like important or long-term things, I think I will pat myself on the back. I think I'm very good at giving like real solid advice. Like I'm like, no, can I swear on this podcast? Can
you
I
can.
Like,
you can.
Okay. Okay. I'm just like a no bullshitter type of person. So I will tell my friends like it is, like my friends, like I'll just tell them like it is and how I feel about it and get and be like impartial enough so that I can help them be level-headed about a decision or be able to see both sides and not just be like, oh, you're right, he's an asshole. But if I'm like, hang on, you're kind of heated in the moment, which I get. So I think I'm good at doing that where I can kind of like settle things and just get people to communicate better, basically. I think that's kind of it. I'm also really good at like talking a lot. So, and if at any point you're like, sis, you need to just chill, like, because I can just talk, like, I love talking, so I can, like, talk for hours with, like, whatever, I just love the conversation back and forth and stuff.
So you're, like, a spontaneous mediating conversationalist, that's your title, there we go.
Sure, yeah, but also, like, I don't tolerate, like, bullshit if, like, someone is, like, this has happened a couple times, like, my roommates are, like, basically my closest friends out here in LA. They're like my best friends. And we've just had different situations where in LA, you kind of can sometimes get really sleazy people that are a certain type of way. And then there's this tendency for people to just brush it off and be like, well, that's like LA. People are kind of like that. And my attitude on it is like, I'm not going to play that person's game just because this is Los Angeles. I'm going to call them out on their bullshit and be like, no, what you did, you actually lied to us. That's not okay. We're not going to do business with you. That's fucked up. Like, actually, don't talk to us again. This is like a real scenario. And we're like, anyways, my friend was like, no, you don't have to get so heated. And I'm like, no, that was not okay. He can't do that. He's like, that was so unprofessional. And then like, you know, later, it was just sort of like, in retrospect, they were like, actually, that's a good point. Because she's lived here way longer than me. And she's like, I guess I'm kind of used to it. Like, where you're kind of just like, that's how they are. But she's like, you're probably one of the like first people to actually just kind of put him in line because people just are used to getting, you know, like either what, I don't want to also like paint a bad picture of Los Angeles, but like some people really just don't give a shit and like will say anything if it, you know, makes them like either get a job, like a deal or get, if there's some vested interest on their side, essentially, so.
Yeah, I guess this may lead into one of the questions coming up. So maybe I'll just segue on your behalf, because one of the questions is, what's the best and worst part about living in LA? And I'm guessing this is one of the worst, like there are kind of like kind of seedy slash clout chaser people slash it's all kind of like smoke and mirrors and kind of not all the time, obviously, there are like genuine connections, obviously. But like, yeah, because there's so much like capital, whether that's like finances or like social capital, like,
yeah,
what's really happening here. Yeah,
you're like saying all of the correct things, like that's accurate. It's interesting because it is that I think, like, for me, I moved out here last summer, but I had been visiting every 3 months for about a year before that, and I was like, I love LA, like I it makes me happy, I feel inspired, I feel motivated, like there's so much talent, the artists, but there's also, again, because of all these incredibly talented people who are either basically able to make so much money because of what they of their gifts or their talents. You know, there's just a lot of money in Los Angeles and there's a lot of greedy people. So I think there is this balance of like, for me, it's been hard. Like the best part about living here is like, I guess that the opportunity, there is a lot of opportunity and there's truth to that where it's like the land of opportunity. Yeah, honestly, it is. Like there's no way not to find work here or not. You never know if you're going to run into that one person that's like that one connection that you need to link you up with that one agency that wants to sign you and that's, you know, your career is set or whatever the case may be. So there's a lot of talent. It's also beautiful. The weather's great. And like we're next to the ocean, you also have mountains, the palm trees, even though they're not native to Los Angeles. I love palm trees. I'm from Florida and I live, grew up by the ocean. So like I need an ocean next to me and palm trees. And so, but the weather is just nicer here because it's super humid in Florida. But so I think that's like the best part. And the worst part is just having to like navigate it in a way where you don't sell your soul because unfortunately that happens to people out here. So to remain yourself and like, you know, keep your own, I guess, like integrity of who you feel like your morals are, like what your morals are and all those things. But while navigating this like weird, especially like the entertainment industry, this like weird culture where people will just like fuck you over like without blinking an eye. And what's worse is that they'll do it with like a smile on their face, like genuine, like meaning you're not expecting it. You're like, oh, I thought this person was going to help me. Like a horrible example, the first guy that I dated out here, this was like a huge fault on my part. Like I was like the queen of not acknowledging the red flags that were there, but he like stole my car. And it was such a dramatic thing where it was like, that's a really bad example because that's really bad. But like, it's like, that's, you know, there's all types of interesting people out here. So,
yeah. Well, that sums up that question, it would seem like. It's seemingly like all the people. Like, it's either there's the good aspect, there's the not so great aspect also.
Yeah, it's just the people. So it really depends on, like, you just have to choose the right people to surround yourself with, honestly. And then if you're doing business and, you know, just don't do business with people that you don't want to. Or if you have to, just keep it business and don't, and just be like, you always have to have, like, your feelers out and just, like, be super, super attentive and... I always like, I'm used to trusting people. I'm very trusting. That's like my weakness where I'm too trusting of people because I want to believe that like believe the best in them or whatever. So it's kind of like I had to switch up my mentality to be the opposite where just like assume that they don't have like your best interests just to keep my guard up basically. So that would be like advice I would give someone. Just like keep your guard up basically.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty solid, I would say, for anybody that's trying to go into this direction. Would you like a weird or wonderful question?
I want a weird question.
Okay, let's see. How would your life be different if the internet didn't exist?
Oh my God, interesting. I would probably do what I don't want to say exactly what I do because that doesn't make sense, but I would just be an artist in... like an old fashioned old school where you like have to tell your friend and tell your friend to tell their friend and then you meet people in your town and then you're like, hey, this is my art, I have photos, like whatever. Or like I think that's what I would be doing. I was like barely on social media up until like the end of 2017 anyways because I used to do all types of different work. I was like worked as like a makeup artist and then also I did like wood finishing and car refinishing and like automotive refinishing and
that's so niche.
I could paint a car. I don't like to do it anymore, but I could if I wanted to. It's just a lot of work. But yeah, so like I was very like all the work that I did was very hands-on. Like I was just, you know, dealing with furniture or cars and motorcycles or stage pieces, also like stage sets and stuff and faux finishes. So I think that's kind of what I would honestly be doing because I love doing that. Like I love it. So this is just, I kind of was done with that and I was like, oh, I can make money off of social media. Let's try that out.
Yeah, it's good that all of your, I suppose, like eggs aren't all in, let's say, like the internet basket, so to speak. Like you like so, I suppose, like, talented and skilled in so many other areas that if, for whatever reason, this whole thing just went down, it seems like you'd be fine. So.
I would, honestly. It's true. Like, I'm a certified finisher in, like, that industry. And I did that for like years professionally. So, and some of my best friends back home in Florida own very successful companies. We all used to work together like years ago. So some of like one of my best friends, she has a successful company where she does finishing, and she's like, and it's like a woman owned business with her and a friend of hers. And they're like, they're killing it. They're like expanding so much. So, and I just have other friends. So I feel like if the internet just like, you know, Instagram and TikTok and YouTube just suddenly went away, I would just like go back out in Florida and be like, what's up? Like, you have anything for me to finish? Like,
yeah, that's cool. Always good to have that backup plan, I suppose.
Yeah, you always need a backup plan.
Yeah.
Some kind of backup plan.
Would you like a weird or wonderful question?
A weird question.
Okay. Oh, what was your dream job growing up?
It's what I'm doing now. I do it slightly different. So I wanted to be an artist and a model. And those were the things that like I was excited about. So I was like a little girl. I feel like every little girl at one point is like, I want to be a model. Maybe not every, but I just know it's kind of common. So I know I had that, I think when I was like 12, but I think most of my life I was always very artistic and always loved art class and stuff like that. And I always just wanted to either be painting or like sketching or doing something regarding art. So that's basically what I feel very blessed that I made that happen. But also I'm not just like, oh wow, that's amazing that happened, because I fucking worked my ass off for it. So I also know that it's the result of like my hard work. So it didn't just like magically come out of nowhere. But yeah, that's basically it.
That's cool. It's glad that you have that, I suppose, like personal success story. And like, if anything, yeah, like it's only been like amplified by like the internet, like you're living entirely what you wanted to do. So
yeah. Well, it's actually cool that you asked that question, to be honest, because I was like, oh, I distinctly remember being like, I want to be an artist, and being like, I want to be a model, like telling my teacher that one day. And I don't know why I told my teacher, because she didn't think that was very like, she wasn't like too fond of that. And I was kind of, was like a little bit like, felt bad about that and was like, maybe I shouldn't do that, but whatever, that happens to everybody at some point. I think I just channeled it in the different ways, but everything that I have done basically has been something along that, the either the artistic side of just being an artist in some way, like even the finishing work and like painting and stuff like that, or cars or wood, that's all an art in itself. So now I'm just doing different types of art, and I've like channeled my obsession for sneakers into now painting sneakers, so that makes me super happy. Okay, just have to tell you, you give me like the Weekend vibes.
That I've never heard that in my life.
But like the Weekend, like 2000 and like, I don't know if it's like what year, but like 2016 maybe or something. Yeah, it's a good thing. But like, I don't know, you've just got like this like, I don't know, what is the word, like swag, I guess, like with your hair, like I don't know, I mean, I don't know what your outfit looks like, but that's just, I keep thinking like the Weekend.
I will take this compliment with me to the grave. I've never been so,
take it and run with it.
Yeah, not gonna defend it or be like, nope, I'm just taking it, these are rare, I'm taking it, thanks. Okay, so wonderful question. Okay, so you've mentioned like earlier that like you stream, like that's why your bedroom is, or at least partially why your bedroom is the way that it is.
Usually I have these neon lights up, but
yeah,
I have like the LED lights up, but I have to fix them. I fucked it up. So, but yes, it's like a full on like TikTok streamer room.
Yeah. So I was curious because you're a gamer during the time that is COVID and everyone being indoors and stuff. What has been your favorite game to get you through this time?
Okay, so I feel like I know that you're referring to that in my bio, and I feel like I just started gaming, so I'm like a noob, and I can 100% admit that. Like, I just started gaming, and so like, and one of my best friends, who's also my roommate, she's been gaming for like years, so she like knows everything. And I talk to her sometimes. I'm like, I literally don't understand half the things you're saying. You need to dial it back. You need to explain what that thing is. So I've been learning all this stuff. And when I started streaming on Twitch, I was just doing like IRL streams, which is just like in real life, and I would literally just paint sneakers and stream, because there's a lot of artists on Twitch as well, so there's like a whole section like for that. But the game that I've just been playing, Among Us, I don't know if you've played that or heard of it.
Yes,
it's like trending right now.
Yeah,
it's so fun. But the other game that I was playing that I've just started playing was GTA, which is like, obviously it's old school, except now it's different because I remember playing that as a teenager. So I played like the now version of GTA and I was like, oh, I get why everybody gets so excited about Los Angeles and Venice Beach. I was like, oh shit, this is just like where my old apartment was. Like, what the hell? This is crazy. Because I always get so many like comments about that when I post videos in Venice and Santa Monica. Like, it's just so funny on TikTok. People like, I'm like, what's everyone's like obsession with this? But I get it now. And then Fortnite. I love Fortnite. I feel like such a noob that just, like, I feel like a nerd that just discovered something for the first time, which I basically did. I love Fortnite. Like, I'm so nerdy. It's so fun.
Do you have, like, a favorite outfit within Fortnite, or do you just, like, play it for the fun of it?
No, like the skin that I wear, that's, like, my favorite skin. So I need to get more because I want more options, but I have this one, and I want the one that with pink hair, so I don't have that one yet. But the girl that I usually choose, she's kind of like this skater girl. She has like a skateboard on her back and like a little ponytail. And she's kind of got like these little shorts on and like little crop tops. So I kind of like feel like it's something that like I would wear or whatever. So like I kind of can be that character.
That makes sense. Fashionable in real life, fashionable in game.
Yeah, she's got sneakers on, like here for the drip.
Okay.
But I don't skate, so.
Oh, yeah. You can add it to the collection of things that you do, I'm sure.
Like a year or photos two. Of me on Instagram with a skateboard in my hand, but that's about it.
Oh, so you're a poser, is what you're telling me.
Yeah. No, my other roommate, who's my other best friend, he used to be a pro skater, so he's supposed to teach me how. He's supposed to teach me. So we'll see how that goes.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Would you like a weird or wonderful question?
I think we just did wonderful, right? Mm-hmm. Or was that weird? Okay, that let's do a weird question.
Okay. If you could know the absolute truth to one question, what question would you ask?
Wow, that's so deep. Wait, if I can know the absolute truth to one question, what question would I ask?
Mm-hmm.
That's like such a deep question. Like, I feel like, cause like, that's just, oh my God, there's so many things. Cause I would want it to be a question that doesn't just give me an answer, that leaves me with another problem. If that makes sense.
Yes.
Because at first I was like, so I would want to ask a question like, whatever. So like an example of something like, because for me, the first thing that comes to mind are like, kind of like problems with like the world or society and like mankind. and stuff like that. So like getting an answer to like, what's really the truth of like, you know, why people act the way they do, or like, where is this evil coming from, or whatever, like a question that's like a deeper question like that. If I got the answer to that question, would I just be like, shit? Or would I be like, oh, okay, I can do something about this? So it's like, so that's why I was, that's why I'm like, oh my God, I have to think, like really think about that question. Yeah, that's a difficult question. That's a really good one.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult, I suppose, with it just being like thrown in here, because you're kind of just like vibing on kind of like these kind of silly questions here and there. And then it's like, if you could know the absolute truth, it's like, whoa, slow down.
It's great. Like, I'm here for all of that. Like, I'm here for deep talk and like real shit. But yeah, I don't know how I would answer that. Like, I feel like that's something... I guess also there's this pressure because it's like just one question. So I'm like, I have one chance to get the absolute truth. Like, I gotta make this the right fucking question. That's a lot of pressure. So I'm like, dang, I can't mess that up. So well, yeah, like that's why I'm like, dang, I feel like I would have to sleep on that question. I would have to like compare my options, possible outcomes of like, what question am I gonna get an answer to that's gonna be the most productive, like, for whatever problem I'm trying to solve. If that makes sense. But it would be something, like, I'm very like passionate about, and this also sounds cliche, but like, I actually fucking am really like this. Like, I'm very passionate about like, kind of like the state of mankind or society and like why people do really shitty things. Like, I'm really passionate about like child trafficking and like human trafficking and that whole subject, especially because I live in Los Angeles and, you know, we have some not great people here that, it's like a hub for that as well as other parts of the world. But so I feel like it would be along the lines of something that would help solve a problem of, you know, I don't want to sound like a beauty pageant. If we could just have like world peace, but like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't think you're coming across like that at all. Cause it's clearly like you're trying to put a lot of thought into it and kind of, I suppose, like optimize your answer to do as much good as possible.
Yeah. So. Like to make it worth it. Like, I don't want to be like, how can I just make the most money like by like this weekend or some, you know what I mean? Like some answer that's not like that deep or kind of off the cuff. Dang, well, we might have to circle back around to like interview number two, podcast number two. I'd be like, I got my answer.
Yeah. I think a ballpark answer is a good one. Like your lack of certain answer is a good answer in and of itself. So.
I mean, I hope so, but it would be something along the lines of trying to understand the truth of what is the real reason why people and humans act or react the way they do, so as to solve a problem, which is the basis for a lot of other problems that people try to solve or try to be addressed when there's actually an underlying problem, which has to do with like how people act or like human behavior or stuff like that. That's like just a more basic fundamental level, essentially, than just like, oh, we could fix this problem. That was the most vague fucking answer ever. but it was like, I hope that made sense.
No, yeah, that made sense. I feel like I've been on a journey, but it certainly makes sense, yeah.
Okay. All right. Might have to save this one for later.
Perhaps. Maybe we'll circle back. But yeah, if not, in the time being, would you like a weird or wonderful question?
I think a wonderful question.
Oh, this will maybe bring the level down. We'll go in superficiality territory.
Let's go.
What are your most important rules when going on a date?
This is interesting because I'm really not good at dating at all.
Is that to
I don't
say
even
that
know
you...
if I have rules in the sense of that, like, I'm like, when have I gone on a date? Like, I was married young and I was married for a long time. So like, then when I moved to LA, I was single and I was like, I don't know how to do this. This whole dating thing freaks me out, especially in Los Angeles. These guys are like, not great.
I've heard like bits here and there, just like people, I don't know if they're doing like a vlog or something, but it does seem like LA seems to potentially be one of, if not the worst places you can go to date people.
Yeah, like, I don't know what idea people have in their mind. Maybe even I had romanticized some idea of like so many creatives and dancers and this and that, and I'm sure, and like athletic people, I'll find some amazing talented dude. Like, no. I mean, I'm sure they exist, but I'm not for it. So I'm very like just focused, I guess. So if I were to take, I guess, some of my experiences with like the hand, but I don't really date. That's the thing. I kind of like talk to, and then I'm like, I don't know. But I guess, so three rules, because I could still give you an answer, would be something like that he hasn't lied about anything, which is hard to tell off the bat. But like, if someone is lying about things or being even vague about things, like about themselves, like initially, that's just like a red flag. If they're just talking about money and like in a way where they're talking, like they keep bragging about it, or like, which is like really common out here, or like name dropping as well. Like a lot of people will just, and this isn't a generality, there are people that are not like this as well, but some, in my experience, this is kind of a thing that you will see sometimes where they'll like name drop either celebrities or influencers or something, which is just weird. Like to me, I'm like, I literally don't care if you were at like, I don't know, Tyga's house. Like, I don't care. Like, nobody cares. So it's also really common. So like name dropping, talking about money and like just being really flashy is like such a red flag. And then, okay, well here, if he doesn't have a car, which really shouldn't even be on there, but I've had two bad experiences with guys that didn't have a car, and they seem to have a valid reason why in that moment, like when I met them, that they didn't have a car, but then it ended up to being some very, like some whole other thing that I was like, wow, this is so Los Angeles, I literally can't even. So I just made it a rule. I was like, this motherfucker better have a car. Like,
right. Yeah, the first two I feel like are kind of, as in like having to experience that, I feel like I would have like an internal sense of cringe, like the money, like the braggadocious thing.
Mm-hmm. That's and so then, nicely worded.
What was the first thing you said? You said there was the money thing. Oh, and like whether they seem kind of like sketchy, kind of like shady, non-trustworthy. Which
yeah, like lying about or not being open about either what they do or just kind of like lying about things. Like, I'm just like a very like, I'm like an open book. So if someone isn't like that, it's not just a turnoff, but also like a red flag where I'm like,
yeah, it's like, what are you hiding exactly?
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm.
And the car thing, again, this is just based off of my experience, the fact that I had these like shitty experiences. So maybe there could be a better third answer, but definitely for me, I'm like, you don't have a car. Like, I don't even, I can't. And it's not even like some, I'm like, I'm not a materialistic person. It's just that I'm like, it doesn't make sense for you not to have a car out here. You're either like, you're either lying and you actually don't have a job and you're broke, or you're a drug dealer and you don't want like names and titles, or you're like, these are real scenarios, unfortunately. So yeah, like if it was in New York City, it'd be like, yeah, okay, you take a taxi everywhere, or like the subway. And it's no, LA, you need to drive. You have to drive. In no way do you live in LA. And if you're paying Ubers, I'm like, you are like, then actually you don't know how to manage money because you're wasting so much money. Or if you're like, no. Or if you're renting a car, again, you're wasting so much money. So that's also just, that's another red flag where I'm like, this person doesn't know how to get, like, they don't have their life together, period.
Yeah.
So
I think that makes sense. I can see the connections. Yeah. Would you like a weird or wonderful question?
A weird one.
Oh, this will be fun. Maybe. Okay. Maybe not for you. We'll see.
Yeah, let's go.
What's the weirdest request you've received online?
Oh, yikes. yikes. I'm like, you sure you want to go there?
Well, you sound kind of like skeptical. So maybe the second weirdest or the third weirdest, because maybe it's like too out there or something. I'll leave it with you.
There's just a lot of pervs online that are very forward in their requests. But I have, oh, actually, this is like one that's not so like, we get it. There's like creeps on the internet that want to pay women to do all sorts types of weird shit. Of course, the feet one, like I've had like, you know, the feet people.
Yeah.
Whatever that market is. That audience is the feet people, you know, they're like, send pictures of feet. And like, bro, like I don't like feet. Like, you're absolutely not getting photos of my feet for money. Or for free, like I'm not showing people my feet. But it was this one time I actually, which is kind of funny because they were my shoes. So I was selling a pair of, I was selling some of my clothes when I was, this was when I was moving to LA because I just wanted to get rid of some stuff. And I had these one pair of Filas that I wore in like so many photos on my Instagram. I was like obsessed with these. I was always talking about these, like these Filas. And so I was selling them. I was like, I'll just get some new ones when I get out there. And so I was putting that on my story, like, let me know if you want to buy anything. You can just cash out me. I'll ship it to you, whatever. So this guy wanted to buy my Filas. So he bought them, but he was like an older dude. I actually felt so weird, but I was like, whatever, he's a fan, but okay, I'll fucking, but like he obviously, I was also like, my flight was literally like 2 days later. So I didn't really care. I was like just trying to get rid of shit. And I'd think about it. And he paid me $85 for my Fila disruptors that were used, that I'd been wearing, that were a woman's size, that were absolutely not his shoe size. I think he just wanted them because they were mine.
I potentially think it's another feet related thing. He took them home and smelt them.
I know, like, so in hindsight, I was like, oh man, I did the feet thing without doing the feet thing. hey, but I was like, at least my feet aren't on the internet. Pictures of my feet aren't on the internet somewhere.
True. And also I'm like, money is money, dude. It's like, yeah. What he does with those shoes, none of your business anymore.
Yeah, I was like, you do what you want with those shoes. But it was just so odd to me. So I remember shooting, yeah. I was like, oh, and I think my sister was like, oh, like, did one of your followers buy them or a friend or like, and then she was kind of like, who wants like used shoes? And I was like, he's this dude. He always likes my photos. He looks like he's like 50. She's like, okay.
The more I'm learning about the story, the more disgust I feel internally.
I'm so sorry. But that's it. There you go.
Well, that's a new one. We haven't had that yet, so we'll take it.
Oh, perfect.
Would you like a weird or wonderful?
A wonderful, please.
What's the wisest thing you have ever heard someone say?
I'm really bad at answering questions because usually I'm like, well, it's one of three things. I have lots of opinions. So I have heard a lot of wise things that I kind of like have hung on to. I mean, one of my favorites is kind of just like something that I like to live by and encourage others to do, because I just feel like it makes it like, if everybody did it, it would actually just be like much, life would be easier for everybody, which is honestly the golden rule. Like, I love it so much. Like, treat others the way you would want to be treated. And then also, never regret yesterday. Life is in you today and you make your tomorrow. That's just a quote that I like to live by, because I feel like it's easy to be like, oh, I regret this and this and this, and just like get hung up in the past or things that sucked or you did wrong or something. But that's the feeling of regret is so unproductive. Mm-hmm. It's just unproductive. And instead you should just like, instead of regretting something, take that emotion and change it into being responsible for whatever you did that maybe you felt bad about, or like how you can learn from it or how you can do better next time, basically. So that's like a big, that one actually I think is really, it's really powerful. It's so like little it's seeming, but it's really powerful. It's helped me so much, especially living out here in LA. Cause mm-hmm. like last 2019 was crazy for me. And like when I tell the stories of like just the different things that I've had to deal with or gone through, it would be so easy to be like, I regret all these things, but I'm so much more to me, like so much more, like I have thicker skin. I feel like more sharp, more successful, and have better people around me. Like I've just grown from it. So if I was just hanging on to regret, I would just be like, it would just be like a sad, more of like victim-y type of situation where I would just be like, I'm sad about these things and I feel bad. And it's like, that emotion is just not productive.
Yeah, it sounds like you've kind of like taken some experiences and kind of like use them, I suppose, like in a transformative manner. You've kind of like alchemized them and like turned them into gold, so to speak. So that's
yeah like when life gives you lemons, what are you supposed to do? Make lemonade or whatever.
Exactly.
Sorry, that was so like not impactful the way it was. And I was like awkward, like that's where you put like the little crickets, like that silence.
If you could wake up with a new quality or ability, what would it be? this might be difficult because you seemingly do everything already. So it's like, what new abilities do you even have?
So this is just like, this is also before I go like so extreme. This is a question that's like not superhero type shit where I'm like, I would be able to levitate objects or see the future or whatever. That's not that. It's just like an ability that I could maybe learn as a skill or something. I know what it would be. Oh, I know. Okay. So I would love to wake up with like a full vocal range and full control over my voice so that I could confidently and like competently sing and hit any note. I'm very passionate about the idea of being a singer because I love to sing, but I'm like, I sing in the shower, in my room. I only sing on my TikTok live streams because like for some reason they gas me up all the time and they're like, you're amazing. I'm like, y'all, you're like 12 years old. You guys, you're just nice. I don't know. Either way, I love them, but I don't know. It makes, I feel like I can comfortably like kind of sing in front of them, but that's something that I really, really want to be better at. Actually just be really like confident at basically.
I'm sure you'll get there. It seems like you're thriving at everything else. You'll probably thrive with this one too. And maybe you'll stop being a poser with the skateboard too.
I know, dang it. Ugh, I should have said skating. I could do like an ollie or kickflip. That would be sick.
I'm sure your housemate will get you there. Or maybe you'll just do it yourself. Who knows? And then finally, Ariel, what are you working on at the moment?
A lot of things. I'm currently working on the house, the content creator house that we have started. I'm working on my merch, which is also exciting, and my YouTube channel so I can get it up, like just running consistently. And my custom sneakers, because I'm like booked. So I'm basically working on all of the things.
Do you sell them, the custom sneakers? They're not just like, you do?
Yeah.
Plug away. Yeah. Where can people buy them?
Oh, they can DM me. But like, yeah, no, DM me. Feel free to DM me. I don't want to like say that I'm full, even though I'm full right now. Who knows when someone listens to this? I probably won't be. So they could DM me on Instagram. I actually made another account. So I have Ariel Lindsay, and then I have Ariel Lindsay Customs, which I started, and it's small, and I need to post more on there because I doesn't really have a lot of my work, but I just needed like one place for all my sneaker traffic to just funnel into so that I wouldn't miss DMs and stuff because my normal Instagram is so random. So yeah, Ariel Lindsay Customs, that's where they could find that. And I also might be on a TV show at the beginning of next year, but I can't really talk about that outside of that. So that's all.
That's exciting.
So I'm also working on that right now.
Cool. Yeah, that sounds really exciting. Congratulations for doing all the things.
Thank you. All the things. Thank you. Yeah. I do love to do all the things. Somebody told me once that they were like, you just have to focus your energy on like, it's cool that you're excited about or passionate about a lot of things, but you can only do like one thing at a time. And I was like, no, fuck that. So yeah, that's my word of advice. Like, no, you don't actually, that's not like a solid rule. Like that's not, I get where that comes from, but it's not 100% true. But it just depends on how much work you want to put in and how passionate you are. So yeah, all of the things.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of 17 Questions, this time starring Ariel Lindsay. If you're not following her already, she is Ariel Lindsay across the board. That's on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. And if you're in the market for a custom pair of shoes, sneakers, you can hit her up at ariellindsay.customs on Instagram. If you would like to get in contact with us at 17 Questions, you can find us at 17 Questions on Instagram. And if you'd like to help the podcast out, make sure, of course, to give us 5 stars on the platform of your choosing. Other than that, see you next week for another episode of Weird and Wonderful 17 Questions.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.